Mother of Man in Red Bandana, My Son's 9/11 Heroism is Still Saving Lives. By Robert Krajicek on September 11, 2019. The story of Wells Crowther's heroism, chronicled in the book and documentary of the same title, The Man in the Red Bandana, during the September 11, 2001, Islamic terrorist attacks is still saving lives, said his mother, Allison Crowther, in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Allison Crowther recalled the events of the attacks on the World Trade Center, WTC, in New York City, New York, where her son worked in the South Tower as an equities trader before losing his life in the building's collapse. "Our son was an equities trader with Sandler O'Neill & Partners," said Crowther. "Their offices were on the 104th floor of 2 World Trade Center, the South Tower. Wells was also a fully trained volunteer firefighter, a member of Empire Hook and Ladder Company No. 1, here in Upper Ninth, New York. He followed in his father's footsteps as a volunteer firefighter and the very courageous members of the department, who are just amazing men. Listen. After the WTC's North Tower was struck by the first plane, Wells Crowther and a colleague of his determined to exit the South Tower to offer emergency assistance. As they were descending, the South Tower was struck by the second plane. Crowther stated, Wells was in his office on September 11. He was always there early, and he was on the 104th floor when the first plane struck the North Tower. From what reports are that we heard from people in his company that did survive, or through phone calls, Wells said to a colleague, "Come on, Stacy. We have to get out of here." And he went with another young man with the company who was also apparently a volunteer firefighter, and they left the office. They left the 104th floor to go down and help at the scene of the North Tower. Of course, no one knew what was happening immediately. What we found out over time is that Wells must have been somewhere near the 78th floor sky lobby, said Crowther of her son's location in the WTC's South Tower when it was struck. There were express elevators to go down to the ground floor, and he somehow survived the blast of the tower. He had spoken to a college roommate shortly before 9 o'clock, so he was in his office before 9 o'clock, but apparently, he'd gotten down, descended to the sky lobby. We heard nothing from Wells that day, other than a phone call he made to me, which was, "Mom, I want you to know I'm okay," and I received that call, myself, on my cell phone, about 9:15 in the morning, so after his tower was hit. Crowther described her son's life-saving endeavors on September 11, 2001. That's when he went down with Ling Young and her group, and went back up onto the 78th floor to rescue more people, added Crowther. That's when he found Judy Ween. "We know it was in that order," Wells had asked Ling if she could carry a fire extinguisher. "She was burned badly all over her body, but she said, 'Yes, I can carry a fire extinguisher.'" Wells put the woman over his shoulder. They went down from 78 to 61. Ling said, "Do I still need to carry this fire extinguisher?" Wells said, "No, you'll be all right. Just keep going." And then when he'd brought Judy Ween's group down, she went past that 61st floor area. Crowther went on. "We learned that Wells made multiple trips getting people. 10 people, probably 12 people, had been documented that they actually saw Wells, and he got them off the sky lobby and saved their lives. He was ultimately recovered," said Crowther of her son's body. "When he was recovered in March of 2002, he was found with Don Burns Group. He was a commander for the FDNY. So, my son had gotten all the way down to the ground floor, ultimately, and went to keep working with the members of the FDNY. And when they were going back up, we learned this through contacts at the fire department. They had jaws of life and were going to go back up to cut people out of the elevators. So he died with his boots on along with those other brave firefighters." A documentary chronicling her son's life included an anecdote that she had previously been unaware of, noted Crowther. "Wells, actually, in high school, stepped up and kept a friend of his from getting involved in a knife fight with a really bad kid who was trying to chase after his girlfriend," Crowther recalled. "All the other kids were standing around watching. These two were confronting each other, and Wells walked up and said to his friend, 'Look, this other person has nothing to lose. You have everything to lose. Turn around and walk away with me, now.' And he did. He extracted that man out of a very bad situation." The memory and example of her son's heroism continue to save people's lives, explained Crowther. I had a mom come up to me yesterday, shared Crowther. I travel around the country speaking at schools and corporations. Yesterday, I was at Fairfield Prep up in Fairfield, Connecticut, and a mother came up to me afterwards. She was very moved. She said, "My son, I was so worried that he was going down a wrong path. I was very worried about him." So she said, "I gave him all these books. The entire school, 800 kids, read The Man in the Red Bandana this summer." A person's example continues as a legacy beyond his or her worldly existence, concluded Crowther. When I go out and talk, I say to these young people many things. But one of the things I say is, the power lies within you to make the difference in this world. To make the difference within you, and to make the difference within this world, and work to bring good into this world. Make the right choices. The Crowther family founded the Wells Remy Crowther Charitable Trust in memory of Wells Crowther, a philanthropic organization that offers scholarships and educational awards, assistance for other nonprofit organizations, and drives charitable fundraisers. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Prajcik on Twitter.